Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen sitting in for Frank. Now, it has been quite entertaining since President Trump began the counterattack against the assault on his campaign, transition, and now administration. It is unprecedented and dangerous, and those responsible need to be named, shamed, and in many cases, cuffed and stuffed. Heck, we will hopefully see many of them being frog-marched in shackles out of their burrows deep in far too many government agencies. It was disgraceful to see the volume and sensitivity of the information being leaked during the campaign, all of it aimed at discrediting candidate Donald Trump and stopping the groundswell of support forming around him. There was manufactured controversy after faux outrage after fake news report. All the while, the actual crimes and corruption of the Clinton crime cartel were ignored or even worse, obfuscated and covered up. Now, I am no fan of adding dash gate to every scandal that winds its way around the Beltway here in Sodom on the Potomac. But this one, I think, warrants becoming Obamagate. We may never find his actual fingerprints on an order to spy on Trump and his people, but he did it in every single meaningful way. No one with an above room temperature IQ believes that during a presidential campaign, warrants to spy on the Republican Party candidate and anyone he knew with a Russian stamp on their passports went out the door, and Barack Obama did not know about it and did not approve it. Ha! Of course he did. He did it, and it was part of their support for Hillary. And they went way, way over the line. The mistake they made was in assuming Hillary would win, and no one would be digging into their dirty tricks and leaking. Because it's a crime to leak classified information. And now that President Trump is in charge and draining the swamp, it will be fun to watch the political partisans who thought they were safe in their government hidey holes where they couldn't get fired, being pushed out into the light and shown the full force and power of the U.S. justice system. Mr. Attorney General, release the Kraken. We simply cannot tolerate the use of our most sensitive intelligence for attacks on political opponents. Now, I do have to admit, it's been kind of a Schadenfreude fest to watch the media trying to pretend now that there are no wiretaps. I mean, they're tap dancing so hard they woke Mr. Bojangles from the grave. They spent the best part of last year, though, rejoicing and propagating story after story about how Trump and his crew were all colluding with and basically owned by Vlad the Impaler Putin and would sell out the United States to Russia the second they came to power if they hadn't already. The problem for them now is the media kept citing all these leaks from senior intelligence and administration officials who had access to this information. And this information came from, wait for it, wiretap surveillance. Whoa! Which proved that all the Trump posses were swilling vodka and shoveling plates of caviar down their cake holes while selling us out to those nasty Ruskies. Well, apparently these guys only became evil now that Hillary and Obama aren't using mislabeled reset buttons to show us how we were all going to be friends with them. But never mind, the backpedaling is in full effect, and all those pesky New York Times headlines reading evil Trumpkins are bad, and we have wiretap info to prove it, all of a sudden need to disappear. And, oh, by the way, they didn't mean the Obama team was actually spying on Trump's people. No, no, no. They were spying on this guy who was standing next to this guy who knew Trump. And, well, boy, we sure thought we were going to find a lot more dirt from those wiretaps that didn't happen. But since we didn't even find a muddy footprint, well, then there is nothing to see here. Please move along. You know, it would be comical if we weren't talking about a combined effort by the sitting U.S. president and his crews of internet plumbers in the intel community, the Democrats and Hillary, and the ever-compliant lapdog media serving in their beloved role as palace scribes to the Lightbringer. Now, this is a giant disgrace. It's an outrage, and heads must roll. These people were doing all they could to change the course of a U.S. election, and that cannot stand. I mean, thankfully they failed, but that is all the more reason to squash the guilty like bugs. Pour encourager l'autre, as the French Foreign Legion used to say, to encourage the others. Examples must be made. Now, all the time they were howling that Russia hacked the election, but like so much of the rest of the baseless accusations the left makes, all along it was them doing the dirty deeds. You see, the left suffers from a pathological case of psychological projection. They have so much hatred and badness running around in their heads that they just assume we on the right must be the same. And they're perfectly willing to throw rules, the Constitution, free speech, and fairness out the window because they have bad feels about Trump. Well, guess what? That's not how it works. And instead of squalling about non-existent attacks on human rights and women being oppressed and minorities suffering an incredible wave of hate, you need to take a look in the mirror and realize it's you. You are the problem. Liberals and progressives, you are committing the crimes you're accusing the right of. There have been so many exposures of fake hate crimes perpetrated by lefty activists for sympathy, and at this point, the proper spelling of Islamophobia has F-A-U-X in the middle of it to acknowledge the rash of lies being told about women getting their hijabs ripped off by deranged Trump supporters. Wrong. It's you. And now the entire narrative saying that Trump is owned by Putin, he's Putin's puppet, and we have proof, has blown up in their faces. There is a grand total of zero evidence of any collusion at all between Donald's team and Vlad's baddies. None. Zip. Zero. Nada. Nix. But there is increasing amounts of evidence that our state security apparatus was abused in ways that would make George Orwell weep. And it was the left doing it all along. You know, there's a famous saying from that noted philosopher Omar on the HBO show The Wire. He said, "Come at the king, you best not miss." Now, I know there are other sources for that quote, but Omar is spot on in this case. They came for the contender when Trump was the candidate. They came for Trump the victor during his transition. And they continue to come for the king once he took the oath of office. And they damn sure missed. And that's going to leave a mark. A big old nasty scar across the credibility and legacy of Barack Obama, the Democrat Party, and the media. They put party and politics above patriotism, and we just don't tolerate that. So stay tuned for the investigations, indictments, arrests, and hopefully convictions of some of these people who have abused our trust. This is Jim Hansen. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio. After the break, we're going to talk with Fred Flights, who spent considerable time at the CIA, who's going to fill us in on some of the specifics of what actually has been going on. We'll also talk with Bill Gertz from the Free Beacon and Washington Times with some chilling news about our vulnerability to cyber attacks on our infrastructure, our electric grid, and everything else. And we'll finish up with Luis Fleischman pointing out that the bad guys in Venezuela could use a little bit more than condemnation, maybe some sanctions, and a push out the door. We'll be right back after the break with more Secure Freedom Radio.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.